This morning in Clearwater, the Board of Tampa Bay Water received a positive report on the progress of the desalination plant and also moved forward with reclassifying the Alafaya River as a source of drinking water. Tampa Bay Water is responsible for the drinking water needs of residents of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, as well as the cities of Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Newport Richey. The Tampa Bay Seawater Desalination Plant in Apollo Beach has been plagued with performance problems throughout most of its five-year history. The Coalition of American Water, PRODESA, was hired in 2004 by Tampa Bay Water for $29 million to remediate the desal plant. A two-week performance test at full capacity was needed in order for the facility to move from remediation status to the beginning of full operating status. Kent Turner is on the board of directors for American Water, PRODESA.
I come to deliver you what we consider to be excellent news. Mechanical completion and preliminary completion achieved. The run-in has been completed. We started our acceptance test on October 24th and ended it on November 7th. Based upon the data that we're gathered, it's American Water PRODESA's understanding that the acceptance test has been successfully completed, and we await your concurrence.
The acceptance test of the country's largest seawater desalination facility occurred in October and November. During week one, the facility was required to produce 28.75 million gallons per day, or MGD, of drinking water and actually produced more than 29 MGD. In the second week, the requirement was 25 MGD, and it actually produced 25.23 MGD. But Turner said that the successful test was not without challenges.
Intake water quality parameters were a little bit above the contractual limits. We were able to handle that. That means the water quality wasn't quite as good as we wanted. But nature being nature, you don't always get what you want. Partial power outages from the transmission feeds occurred, but we were able to work through those. Product water chloride levels when operating above design capacity at the 25 million gallons a day. So we had some higher than what we expected chloride levels. The facility operated, maintaining product water flows consistent, even under extreme inlet water quality conditions and power outages. We are very, very pleased with how the entire facility operated.
The consulting firm R.W. Beck was hired by Tampa Bay Water to review the acceptance test report prepared by American Water PRODESA, or AWP. Neil Callahan, a vice president with R.W. Beck, said they were still finalizing their written report but have finished the evaluation of the desal facility.
The AWP report supports the conclusion that the plant performance met the requirements for acceptance. So fundamentally, our recommendation to you would be accept the plant. It's used and useful. It's a good asset for the area.
When the desal plant is producing at full capacity, it will provide nearly 10% of the region's drinking water supply, according to Tampa Bay Water. But in about 2 years, the Alafaya River and the Tampa Bypass Canal might be additional sources of drinking water for the region. In October, the Director of Science and Engineering at Tampa Bay Water recommended that the Tampa Bypass Canal and portions of the Alafaya River be reclassified as Class 1 waters, which means the water has to be safe enough to be a public drinking water supply. Doug Robison is a senior environmental scientist and vice president with PBS&J and listed the criteria for water quality reclassification.
One, that it will establish the present and most future benefits of use of the waters. Two, that it is in public interest. And three, that it is attainable given environmental, technological, social, economic, and institutional factors. You take these one at a time. I think it should be clear to most that the highest use of the water in this river is drinking water.
The Alafaya River is currently categorized as a Class 3 water, which means that it is safe for recreational use and protects fish and wildlife, but the river would receive more protection if it is reclassified as a Class 1. In October, Tampa Bay Water put on hold its decision to reclassify the waterways because of pressure from the two Hillsborough County Commissioners serving on the Tampa Bay Water Board of Directors, Mark Sharp and Al Higginbotham. Sharp said he was concerned about the cost to the county and to farmers and that not enough information was available about the current level of pollutants in the waterways.
Why are you going to throw this request out if you don't know absolutely whether or not it does meet the standards? We're like saying, we really don't know, we'll let DEP figure it out. And then I'm being told that DEP might come back to us. I don't know, our staff maybe might can answer this question. They might come back to us and say, look, we don't have enough information. We're going to have to ask you to help us gather the data. So I guess the real question was, do we submit it now and let DEP ask these questions, or do we wait and get more information?
In order to have the waterways reclassified, Tampa Bay Water has to apply to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP. Concerns were raised about whether the current levels of fluoride in the Alafaya and beryllium in the Tampa Bypass Canal would meet Class 1 standards. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker, who is stepping down as a member of the Tampa Bay Water Board, said there is still time for Sharp's concerns to be addressed during the application process.
Right now, as I understand it, we're going to go through this process of recommend the application, proceed with the application. It's going to take 2 years to do this process, according to what somebody just said. Okay. And so I would think there will be ample opportunity during that period of time for analysis and input and discussion and by all parties. I think, obviously, Hillsborough County ought to be part of that. And I'm not quite sure what isn't that good enough? I mean, during that, I think at some point you do have to start.
The Board of Tampa Bay Water voted to apply for reclassification of the Alafaya River and Tampa Bypass Canal. The two Hillsborough County Commissioners, Sharp and Higginbotham, were the only votes against the measure. Tampa Bay Water's general manager, Jerry Maxwell, will be retiring after 13 years in the position. At the meeting, the five candidates in the running to replace him were announced. In addition, the Tampa Bay Water Board elected its officers. Susan Lotvala was re-elected as chair and Mark Sharp was re-elected as vice chair, but only after another person was nominated. Ted Schrader nominated Charlie Miranda to be vice chair, and then outgoing board member Rick Baker nominated Sharp. Miranda received 3 votes, which was not a majority on the 9-member board. Sharp was then unanimously re-elected as vice chair. The next Tampa Bay Water Board meeting will be on Monday, February 18th at 9 a.m. To learn more, visit tampabaywater.org. For WMNF News, reporting from Clearwater, I'm Sean Canaan.